We have several readings tonight. I'd like to start first in the little book of Jude. Just one verse in Jude. Where Jude is talking in verse 11 of false teachers. He says, "Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah." Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4, beginning to read at verse 1. "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, she conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. She again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain the pillar of the ground. In process of time, it came to pass, Cain brought of the fruit of the ground, offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of the flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but of Cain and to his offering he had not respect. Cain was very wroth in his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? Why is thy countenance fallen? Thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. Thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up, Cain to Abel his brother." Luke. Numbers in chapter 22. Beginning to read at verse 1. "The children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. Moab was sore afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, Now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the ox would hit up the grass of the field? Balak the son of Zippor was king of the Moabites at that time. He sent messengers, therefore, to Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, Behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me, these people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them, that I may drive them out of the land. For I wot that he whom thou blessest is blessed, he whom thou cursest is cursed." Numbers in chapter 15. Beginning to read at verse 1. "Now Korah, son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the son of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, but men, they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, and of renown. They gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them. The Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? When Moses heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spoke to Korah and all his company, saying, Even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy. He will cause him to come near unto him, even him whom he hath chosen, will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take you census, Korah and all his company, for fire therein, incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. Shall be that the man whom the Lord will choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi." Down to verse 19. take of time. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. The glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. The Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Separate yourselves from among the congregation, that I may see them. Psalm chapter 1. Psalm 1. And verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And lastly, one verse in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man. The end thereof are the ways of death. When I was last with you on a Wednesday evening, we were looking at three wise men. Not the three supposedly that came to visit the Lord Jesus at his birth, the three wise men. Tonight we'll look at three men that were less than wise. You know, when I was young, I used to really enjoy watching the Three Stooges, Larry, Moe, and Curly Joe, all the foolishness they got up to. They always seemed to be getting into one scrape or another. I mean, really, if there was a way not to do them, they were fine. And, you know, it's foolishness in entertainment is one thing, but foolishness when it comes to the things of God is quite something else. We're going to look at three men this evening. Really very foolish men. Woe unto them, Jews said, for they have gone in the way of kings, ran greedily after the error of Balaam for a war, perished in the game. Let's look at Cain first. The way of Cain. As we looked in Genesis chapter 4, there were a couple of things that really just jump out at us. Cain, the firstborn, had every privilege that Abel, his brother, had. He had the same upbringing. He had the same training. He knew the same thing. But it says in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought up the fruit of the ground and offered unto the Lord. Now there were times when meal offerings were appropriate. This is not one. And especially for a sin offering. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So Cain brought his offering to the Lord. It says the Lord had not respect to his offering. But unto his brother Abel, he had respect. You know, the Bible says this, that with God there is no respect of person. And to the one who has no respect for the type of offering is this. The way of Cain was a religion without redemption. He had religion. He brought his offering to the Lord. That was not a good thing. But it was a bloodless offering. could do nothing for. And the Lord had not respect unto his offering. There was no redemption in his religion. But he knew. He knew the same as his brother knew. What he should do. So it wasn't his knowledge that was the problem. It was his practice that was wrong. The Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wrong? Why is thy countenance false? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? Cain thought too much of himself. He thought because of who he was, perhaps. First child born in the world. That the Lord would have an effect on him. But it was too easy. He knew what he should do. And he did something that was practically wrong. Now, I suppose all of us can look at that and look at ourselves and recognize that there have been times in our own life when we have done the same thing. Coming to this assembly, it's been our privilege over the years, here, great servants of God, ministers who are the deep things of God. But do we always do? I remember in, I think it was 1986, Frank Haggerty came here. And, he was ministering, as I recall, on what an elder is, what an elder does, what a church is, what a church does. And I can remember him standing here and saying things to us. And every so often he would ask a question. He would say, well, do you agree with me? And everybody sat there and nodded, you know, after all this stuff, this terrible. And then he said, right then, he said, well, are you doing it? Are you doing it? And I remember there was that you realized that perhaps there were areas in which you were not quite good. Perhaps, brethren, you know, we pride ourselves on knowing the scriptures. We pride ourselves on knowing the scriptures. And I believe you do. I believe you do. But at such a time as we are at now, when we're still learning to fly, maybe we can be going to me. How practice does it tie in with our knowledge? Now, many times, what happens is we get educated beyond our, what we believe is our ability to do. So we know this much, and we're doing this much, and we despair of ever closing the gap. Sometimes our practice is wrong. And as I read Psalm chapter 1 and verse 1, it is interesting to compare these three men with what's said in that verse. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, what's the counsel of the ungodly? Counsel of the ungodly. You can do it with that. This is self up. Had nothing to do with God. And that was being wrong. You had a religion without redemption. You thought too much of it. Well, what was the result? And religion without redemption always been dead. Always been dead. You know, I was thinking right now, Brother McKinley was speaking over these last week over about different types of worship. How many different religions there are in the world. I mean, not just denominations within what you see called Christianity, but how many religions there are in the world. You think of the Hindus, and the Muslims, and the Buddhists, and this and that and the other. So many religions that are out there on an endless treadmill. You can do and do and do. It brings the fruit of the ground to God. Well, secondly, we read of the error of Balaam. Woe to them that run after the error of Balaam for reward. And as we were reading in Numbers chapter 22, a couple of things jump out at us as well. Now, Balaam, it's fascinating to me. Balaam knew who the people of God were. But not only that. Not only that. He knew who God was. Balaam used every name for God that had been revealed up to that time. That was personal name of God. He knew him as perhaps another God. Just another God. Had no personal relationship with him. And Balaam was willing to do whatever somebody paid him to do. His was a religion without responsibility. He was willing to do whatever. He was a priest who was willing to do whatever he was paid to do. His problem was his preaching was wrong. Now, I'm not talking about the preaching that recorded here. Because, as you recall the story, Balaam attempted several times to curse Israel. And every time he opened his mouth, blessing came out. The Spirit of the Lord was overtook him, and he could not help himself. He tried to curse Israel, came back, and tried to curse Israel, and couldn't do it. He had to bless. So that's not preaching that I'm talking about. The scripture says he taught Israel. That's the teaching that I'm talking about. Now that teaching is not important. He did give a little advice to the king of Moab as to what to do. But it says he taught Israel. And while his preaching is not recorded in that instance, it was wrong. Balaam was standing in the way of sinners. He was standing in the way. God is the sin. The result was 24,000 died. Read about that in Numbers 25. Because what happened was,
the young men of Israel took up with the young women of Moab, and the Lord had a way. And it was finally stopped. It was another story. If you read about that in Numbers chapter 25, 34,000 people died because of the wrong teaching of the man. Religion without responsibility. We've been engaged over the past several weeks looking at the same wrong teaching, what it can cause. And in the time, we look at the event. We need to be very sure that our faith is built in the Word of God and the Word of God alone. If we're going to preach, we need to preach as the oracle of God. And not because we're being able to do it or for any other reason. This is one of the reasons that the assembly for so many years frowned upon a salary ministry. You know, you hear in some instances of so-and-so getting a call to a pastor or some such thing. And by which they really mean, I was made an offer. I was made an offer. This does not say that those that preach the word shall not be supported, but shall not muzzle the offer of credit of home. The workman is worthy of the power. Here we have, in the world today, parking into it. All you have to do is cut on the TV. Greedily running after reward. Totally irresponsible in what they do. And it's ending up in a spirit of death. Of thousands. Well, lastly, we'll look at the game thing of Korah, Numbers chapter 15. Cain thought too much of himself. Balaam, I suppose, thought too little of God. You look at Korah, he was upset that Moses was leading himself. Well, we're all free. So we should be able to do all of that. But that was not the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord was, on this day. But Korah just decided, well, this was a religion without revelation. His position was wrong. He set himself up over against God's name. Now Moses had his faults and his failures. You know them all. Moses wasn't a perfect man. Moses was God's man. Chosen of God to be the people. And Korah decided to take up a position of leadership of the people, having not been told. He just wanted it. So he decided, I'm going to go do it. And 250 princes joined him. Now these were men of renown, the scripture said. These were well known, these were princes in the assembly that went with it. Or perhaps they were a little jealous of the power of Moses. These were sitting in Peter's corner. And if he sat there, he swore
on both. And they didn't realize. Now, this also results in your life. Not that this to have your name with revelation of God. That just God has passed you. And if we're going to do anything, to do it according to what God wants.
Yeah.
If we're going to place ourselves in position, we'll do it according to what God wants. And we see so many, again, looking around, so many, cults. And one of the things that almost all of them have is extra biblical revelation. If you look at the Jehovah's Witnesses, they started out with Russell, keys to the scriptures. Russell said if someone read his keys to the scriptures and didn't read the Bible, they would be further along, after a year than if someone just read the Bible and didn't read it. Mary Baker Eddy, Science and Health, with keys to the scriptures. White, and so many others who have written things that they want to add a pop to what God has revealed to them. Religion without revelation. As God said it, or as it is. Something that we really need to be sure about. If we're standing wherever we're standing, we need to know that our feet are on the solid rock. This is what God has said. And if God hasn't said it, then maybe we are not good. Choose the word that you have. The result was that the 250 opened up and they were cast down alive. Well, time is long. But what a great contrast we have here between these three, Cain and Balaam, Korah, with the three men who were of the East Coast. The rallying cry of what people at least call the Reformation was all of scripture. Maybe that they did not go entirely far enough and follow them. But it should be our rallying cry. What is our religion? We need to have redemption in our religion. We need to be responsible before God. We need to have a religion that is revealed by God. We need to think of this. We need to be all noble. But unless God has said it, why should we do this? Now, this is true for matters of faith and practice throughout our Christian life, and not just for our salvation.
Methods do not appear wrong. And if you do things opposite from what God said, they will be affected. You need to be sure that you do. Our God, we thank you for the children that appears before us in the example of these true men. We're full of them. And all of them, Father, we believe who art, you have known that. We do thank thee for this thy word revealed to us. We thank thee that men and women have died to preserve it for us. We give it to us in a language we can read and understand. We thank you those, the Lord, who live in countries where they cannot lay their hands free upon a copy of the scripture in their own tongue. We pray for them. If you thank you that thou hast been gracious to us and revealed to us what thou wilt have us to do. We thank you that thou hast sent to us a redeemer so that we might be rightly related to what thou art. We thank thee, O Lord, that through this book and the Holy Spirit within our hearts, we may be able to understand to do what thou would have us do. Help us, O Lord, not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way, nor sit in the field. You ask and pray over all of you. Understanding that thou art able, you are eating among your lovely masters. To help us poor creatures of the dust, who were rebels and sinners against you, to become like our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray over you. I will make it.